mic up. Turn my mic up.
Ready on the right.
Hey, yo. Calm down, nigga.
Ready on the left.
Hey, yo. Calm down, nigga.
Ready on the right.
Hey, yo. Calm down, nigga.
Ready on the left.
Fuck.
Oh my lord, what's up everybody? How are ya? It's Sam Tripoli, caffeined out of his brain. Time for another episode of Twisted. Thank you everybody for listening to The Naughty Show. You are small, but a powerful group of people. I'm glad everybody enjoyed the anal ring toss show. That was a good time. And now we're just here, we're going to talk a little. Say what's up. I appreciate the small group of people listening to this show. I just enjoy ranting. So until All Things Comedy kicks me out, I'm going to do this forever. Forever. I just enjoy talking. And I'm a stage whore. Give me a microphone. I'll talk out of my ass. Where are you? A minute and a half into this thing. Well, where's the time go? It's flying. A lot of great stuff going on. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of catching up to do. Real quick, we got some great shows coming up. I know you guys are super busy and a lot of you guys aren't in Los Angeles, but you are, if you are in Los Angeles, March 8th at the Improv. I'm bringing back, well, not me, I work with a really, Chris Blackburn, and we produce the Comedy Rap Battles, one of my favorite shows ever. We preceded the Roast Battles. We were the original battles. We're the Comedy Rap Battles. We will be at the Improv March 8th. I believe it's at 10 o'clock. If you want to come, hit me up. I'll put you on the guest list. That's how badass I am. I'll put you on the guest list. Then on March 13th, The Naughty Show will be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club in Ventura. It's going to be a great show. We'll bring the heavy hitters. Gareth's going to be out there. Some dancers. Obviously, Gareth Reynolds. Some dancers. We're giving away some sex toys, some fleshlights, some beaver whackers. We're going to give away a couple vibrators for you. So come on out. If you're in Ventura, come out and have the crazy time. I'm bringing bunny fever. Shit's going to get weird. Going to get weird. Going to get weird fast. And then we also have, very excited, at the end of this month, I will be at my favorite comedy club on the planet. It's the one and only Edmonton Comic Strip. I'm going to be back in Canada. Very excited. I recorded my CD there last year. Just going back to whoop ass and take names. Going into the frigid cold. Very excited about it. I'm happy to be doing it at the end of March because now once you get in April, it starts getting warmer. And, you know, when people live in, like, really frozen areas where it's constantly snow, once it gets warm, nobody goes inside again. Like, if you're getting, like, booked in Edmonton in August, good luck entertaining 20 people. Nobody's going inside. Everyone's going outside. Everyone's going down to the lake. There's always a lake. Everyone's going to it. Everyone's going camping, they're going out to the lake, they're hanging out, they're making love in the forest. A lot of people love the bone in the forest, but then that brings out the animals, and then somebody ends up getting eaten by a bear, and then everybody's pissed off. You can't pork in the forest. Do they have that? Because they have Smokey the Bears, like, don't start a fire in the forest. They should have a dope pork in the forest. No porking in the forest. They'll make the animals come. They'll come and eat you. Someone told me there was a story about some chick who, like, I just want to be with Mother Nature, and she, like, stripped down naked to her in her backpack, and nobody ever saw her again. Yeah, because that bitch got eaten. Someone lit that bitch up. Dude, animals aren't, I do a joke about it. Animals aren't nice people. They're really not. This whole, like, we don't want to hurt animals, but don't act like they're your friend. They're like politicians. They mean well, but they're going to fuck you. That's how animals are. Dude, that's why we built walls and pointy sticks. Because animals are dicks. That's why. Don't ever think that's not the truth. You want to hang out with animals? You want to be one with the animals? Go fuck yourself. I don't know where that came from. The animals are just dicks, man. I don't blame them. You know? A lot of great stuff going on. A lot to talk about. Facebook. Want to get in Facebook? Please, if you want to be my friend on Facebook, don't ever attempt to tell me what's going on in the Middle East and who's at fault. Don't try to solve the Middle East peace process on your Facebook feed. It's so annoying. I love when people are like, these guys are the good guys. These guys are the bad guys. We're just the good people. We're just trying to hang out. We're not hurting anybody. You know? It's like, don't try to solve it. It's like 3,000 years old. You're never going to solve anything. Just, it's a giant kitty litter of shit over there. Nobody's, you're never going to finish it. Because you know what it is? You know what the truth about the Middle East is that they're all related, and just like your family, everybody hates each other. You ever just hang out with your family? Instantly goes 0 to 60. You're like, this is why I moved across country, because you people drive me the fucking crazy. I do it all the time, man. I love my mother. She doesn't drive me nuts. But you put me within 5 feet of my brother, it's going to be a fight. We're going to throw down. Did I ever talk about this on the show? I think I can't remember. So if I did talk about it, deal with it. For the next 4 minutes, you're going to hear a story you probably heard before about how I lived in. I did talk about this, but I don't even care. Like, I lived in my brother's fucking shadow for my entire high school life. My brother was the number one high school bowler in New York State. I lived in his shadow forever. That guy was rock and bowl Jesus. And he knew it, too. He was the good son. Couldn't do wrong. My parents bought him a $2,000 car in ninth grade. I had to buy it with my own fucking pizza money that I did delivering pizzas. I had to buy my own car, $600. I was driving it off the lot, and it blew smoke, and the engine just fucking caught on fire. And my dad was a good guy. He, like, wanted to go fight the dude, but my dad's one of those dudes who's, like, tall. I think my dad talked a big game, but he never really fought anybody. I just don't think he did. But this guy who sold his car, no teeth, and was ready to throw, and my dad's like, not worth it. You know what? Dudes with no teeth have nothing to lose. If you have no teeth, you better be like 3 years old. You better be a child. If you have no teeth, you're a grown-ass man. You just said, I've checked the fuck out. Having no front teeth is almost as bad as having face tattoos. That's my opinion. If you go face tattoo, there's one job. You work in a tattoo parlor, and if you don't do that, you are obviously on the run from the law. You have a face tattoo, women though are a little different. I work with Caviar Gold. They're really nice people. They had all these hot, like, Mexican strippers who had, like, facial tattoos, and it was sexy. But a guy, it doesn't matter what kind of face tattoo you get. If you have, like, you could have a dolphin on your face, and it's still, like, that guy is shady as fuck. He's a shady dude. So back to Facebook. Don't try to solve the Middle East peace process. There's no one who doesn't have blood on their hands over there. There's no one who's right. Everybody has caused some shit. Everybody stirred the pot. Don't tell me how these people are the peaceful ones or these people are the evil ones, you know? I'm just sorry, dude. You know, we can sit there and say that these guys in the Middle East are evil scumbags. But the end of the day is like, we're over there. We're there. Just imagine if someone came in China just set shop up in Nebraska. Like, how pissed would we be? We'd be throwing everything and a mother at them, just like we do. It's like that, you know, that thing that happened in Paris where they shot the cartoonist. It's a horrible, tragic thing. But we fly killer fucking robot planes into villages and torch entire villages. I mean, like, there's no good guys in there. There's no bad guys in there. You know, it's just like, it's horrible. So don't try to tell me that these people are the good people and you're just tiptoeing through the tulips and you're good and you just want love. Everybody over there is full of fucking shit. I don't want to fucking hear it. And now they got this Jihadi Jihad guy. Did you hear about this dude? Jihadi Jihad, his name is Mohammed Imawazi. He used to be he's a British citizen. This computer engineering company he used to work for say he's the best employee they ever had. Like, I don't know why you would even want to say that. Like, what does it say about you and your fucking company? If the Jihadi Jihad guy is the good guy in your fucking employee, apparently this guy got employee of the month like five months in a row. Do they retire you at that point when you get employee of the month? Have you ever gotten employee of the month? No, I never did. Because that would infer that you've been employed for a month. And I could never do that. I got fired 11 times when I was a civilian and I had like a real normal job. Is it weird that I'm wearing sunglasses? You know why? Because I just don't want you to see the desperate look of approval in my eyes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to laugh. But I know if I have these off and I'm just looking at you like a puppy who wants a little fucking milk in his bowl, you know? that you're going to feel the need to laugh at everything, and I don't want you to ever feel that. So I have to put these glasses on so you don't see these giant saucer eyeballs looking for fucking approval. So if it looks like I'm weird and I'm on cocaine, just know I am not. I am on, like, energy pills, a fucking, and some iced coffee. But this Jihadi John, they find out who he is, and he moved from England to the Far East for his religion, and there's something honorable a little bit about that, that he believes in his values enough. But after that, this guy is a fucking cocksucker. And should I swear in this? I don't know if I should swear. I feel like I should be like NPR and not swear. But I just feel like this guy, like everyone's like, we gotta find this guy. We gotta put a bullet in his head. We gotta fucking kill this dude. We gotta end his life. No, dude. Death is too good for that guy. Because that guy's looking for like 80 virgins or whatever the number is now. Have they bumped that up, by the way? Like inflation, you should be getting a couple more virgins. Right? You're like, well, dude, in 2002, it was 72 virgins. But when you work inflation, it's now 84 virgins. We're now offering now 84 virgins. Okay? Death to this guy is too good. We go in, we should have a wanted alive. Fuck, no dead, just alive. We get this guy. We bring him over here, and we just have large gay black men run trains on that guy's asshole. Forever. He never dies. And he's just one giant, large African-American dick just running trains on his asshole forever. And we webcam the whole thing. So the gay men on crystal meth can beat off to it. And then we also send it over to the Middle East just to let them know we ain't fucking around. That we're diabolical. I want a gay parade in his asshole. We'll dress people up like furries. We'll have some gay furries with monster hogs just go balls deep on Jihadi John's asshole. That's what I think. We got to hit these people. Because when you're not afraid to die, the only thing you have left is humiliation. So we have to humiliate these guys. And just know, if you're going to go, listen, war sucks. And you know why I'm like very like, I get very sensitive about how we treat, you know, the prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. I get very sensitive about that because I want to treat them with respect so when our boys and girls get caught, they treat us with respect. Like, there should be this basic thing of war where it's like, yes, we'll try and kill each other, but if you capture someone, there should be a certain amount of respect as a human being with each other, okay? But this motherfucker, this Jihadi John, is kidnapping, like, people who are volunteering to help children who are sick and educate children. Now you're a scumbag. Now you're beyond help. And killing you is too simple. That's what you want. When you're not afraid to die, death means nothing. So you have to get him where you have to hit him with the honor. And nothing says more dishonor than large black. We need yards of black cock to run in and out of that guy's asshole. And like so much man meat that they have to put a carpool lane to handle the fucking amount of man traffic going in and out of that guy's fucking ass. This guy is a scumbag of the most epic proportions. I can sit there and tell you, man, if these people are like defending their land, I can respect that, man, because we are over there. And I will entertain the troops forever, and I will always support them because I think most of them join for two reasons. Love their country, and they want to have a job. And I respect that. Everybody wants to, you know, get paid. At the end of the day, man, I've been all over the world. Everybody wants the same thing, dude. Everybody wants the same thing. All they want is a little cash in their pocket, a little fucking, some money, cheap drinks, and to laugh at fart jokes. That's what everybody wants. Everyone wants to laugh at a couple fart jokes. Maybe get your dick wet, too. But Jihadi John needs a million-man march right in his asshole. A million-man march. 1 million black men going balls deep. Just giant destruction, too. We should hand them over to the people like kink.com. You ever been on... Are you a porn guy? You don't have a porno guy vibe. I'm sure you watch maybe a little here and there, but it's not really a thing. I've talked about this before. Kink.com is like really into this BDSM stuff. It's like really like crazy. I can't believe they don't get more shit for it. But they do all this thing about public humiliation. like these chicks who wander into stuff, and all they do, all you do is feed them like dick over and over. It's like really crazy shit. If you start watching it, you're going down a very, very crazy rabbit hole that you will never come back from. But if you ever meet a chick who's into kink.com, know you could do some weird shit to that chick. Just some weird ass shit. I think we should take Jihadi Jod, send him to San Francisco, and just make the people at kink.com just light this dude up. Just the biggest, gayest. I've always wanted to have a job. If I ever became famous, I wanted to get the biggest. I used to work at Crunch in Hollywood. And I was a towel boy. And my whole job was hand out towels. I used to hand them to all the famous people. And I would have to stop jerk off patrol too. Where people would just, the whole thing was they would be jerking off in the showers. And you'd have to tell them not to. But there used to be this dancer that came in. And he was the biggest, gayest black man I've ever seen in my life. He was like 6'5". The nicest dude you'll ever meet. Just flaming gay. Flaming gay. You ever go on World Star Hip Hop, you watch like black trannies fight? They always start like chicks are like, stop, stop. And then just the thug comes out. Oh shit, you want? Boom. And then they start fighting like real like dudes going at it. I would love to have this guy as my bodyguard. Because if you're a fuck with me, just know you may get raped by this giant black man. The thought, because, you know, I've always told dudes, I'll talk about this a little later. But I just think we should take Jihadi Jod and just light his asshole up forever. And just free webcam it the whole time. So the entire world can both enjoy and fear American retaliation. Because that's what we have with the best. Our gays are the best gays on the planet. I'd put our gays up against any gays ever. Right? Nobody's with me on that one? Because I was in China, and I was doing a show at this Hard Rock in Beijing. And a bunch of like bands had come through there, but they were gonna have the Mr. Gay Chinese first ever pageant, and the government shut it down. But I'm like, if you think about this, if 10% of your population is gay and they have like a billion people, that's 100 million Gaysians. 100 million. If they actually all got together, they could take out anybody. Who's gonna stop a 100 million gay Chinese dudes? Just a bunch of pink ninjas running around, fucking people up with little fucking ninja star dicks. Eating your fucking Chipotle out of nowhere. Just a whole bunch of fucking pink ninjas show up. What's it called when they dance right in the middle, like a surprise dance? A flash mob? Just a bunch of pink ninjas flash mobbing right in front of you. Well choreographed fucking Broadway moves and stuff like that. You got no chance. You got no chance. You just got to hope they fuck you lightly, gently, and leave a contact number in case you fall in love. But yeah. So this guy, he's with ISIS, the Jihadi Jod. And then ISIS put out a video, which was so interesting. Did you see this video where they were like, yeah, we're going to attack Mall of America? And you're like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Why are you telling us where you're going to attack? And then you realize Homeland Security is up. Their budget is up. And they're looking for a bigger budget. So now all this shit's going on. They're like, oh, we're stopping this shit. Like, does not anybody see the fucking facade that is going on with that right there? That's all bullshit. That video was just probably put out by our own people. Like, who goes, hey, he's up against a green screen. Hey, I'm Jihadi Jod. This is your weekend fucking jihadism. Coming in at number 10 on our hot list. Tax on Mall of America. What are you going to do? Send a bunch of fucking terrorists in to take out Spencer's in the mall? Are you going to fucking take out our fuzzy tit dice? Is that what you're going to do? Trust me, if you're a terrorist and you go to the Mall of America, you're not going to shoot anybody because that food court is awesome. I've been there. You're gonna get a little bit of fucking Panda Express. You're gonna get some Pita Pit. I go excited every time I see Pita Pit. There's just something about I eat it every day I'm there. You're not, dude. Send a terrorist over here. I guarantee you they're not gonna shoot anybody. It's just too laid back here, and our chicks put out. Seriously, we have the chicks do for free here what women get. Send the torture to do in other countries. You know what I'm saying? Like, our women They're so filthy. It's so great. They're going to, oh, we're going to destroy America, but let's go to the strip club first. And next thing you know, they're fucking $600 deep in the fucking champagne room. They got to clean dishes to pay their tab, or else someone's going to beat the shit out of them. They always come here. They always love our, dude, you're not going to blow up anything. It's just too much fun here. I just think it's just really sad that our government or an agency manipulates this country for budget. I mean, like, it's so obvious. They put out that video saying that they were going to attack a Mall of America. Like, who gives the specific place you're attacking? That's like playing, what's the show? You Sink My Battleship? What is that game? Battleship? And be like, in four moves, I'm going to hit you at B-34. It's like you don't tell people where you're going. It's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. It was just it's so obvious. So now we got this. Did you hear about the Saturday Night Live sketch now that they did? That this girl, Dakota Johnson, who I think was in 50 Shades of Grey, she did a sketch. She starred in a sketch on Saturday Night Live. It was the sketch where the dad, it's a parody of the U.S. Armed Forces, where the dad drops off his daughter, we've seen him raise him, drops her off at the airport because she's going to join the armed services. And they did a parody of it because a lot of girls in Europe now are moving to the Middle East to support ISIS. They're just crazy. You're just moving to the Middle East to get knocked up and pregnant. That's really all you're doing. What are you going to do? What are your options? Pregnant or suicide bomber? I don't know why you would go there. It's so interesting. It really is so interesting. So anyways, they did a parody of it. This guy, this Dakota Johnson, she was acting like she was being raised and her dad was sending her to the airport. She's going to go join ISIS. And supposedly, everybody's pissed off. Everybody's going crazy. Everybody's nuts. Oh, Mike, you can't do that. Who's pissed? Did you even know this was happening? No. Nobody cares. It's just fake anger again. That's all it is. It's fake fucking anger. This is fake. This is all PR press. And Saturday Night Live has been doing this a lot lately. And I've talked about this fake rage that goes on. These PR people create it. And it's all from stems. And stay with me on this one. When comics started doing Chelsea Lately, that became a huge vehicle for comedians to get promotion. And what happened right around when Chelsea was going on? Just before that, the whole Paris Hilton porno video came out just before her TV show came out. And that got so much heat, everybody watched the TV show. So everybody knows now, if you create a controversy, a little fake almost controversy, whatever your next project is, people are going to tune into. And that's exactly what happened there. Leslie Jones is one of the funniest comics on the planet. But there's that whole controversy about her doing the slave draft. And everyone was like, you can't do that. Slave draft, that's offensive. And then what happens? 2 months later, she's in Ghostbusters. I'm not saying, but I am saying. It's so convenient. So Daniel Tosh, right? And the funniest dude on the planet gets in trouble for the rape joke. What happens? His episode's coming out 2 weeks later, has the highest ratings ever. It's just, I'm not trying to throw any of my comedy friends under the bus. They're all great comics. They're all phenomenal comics. And I don't blame them. If I ever got in a position where I could do something where Sam says he'd rape Jihadi Jod like 3 days before my Comedy Central special comes out, I'd do that. I'm going to release this excerpt to somebody 3 days before my hour special comes out. Tripoli says he'd rape Jihadi Jod. Just see if I can get some heat going. It's just fake heat. It's just fake controversy. And even if there are some people who fucking do get pissed about the shit, it's like, shut up. Why do you care? It's the joke I'm doing now today. You just don't like it. It's not offensive. It's just you don't like it. What that Jihadi Jod does to these people who are just over there trying to help people, cutting their fucking head, that's offensive. That's fucking offensive. You don't like the sketch. You don't like the sketch. Move fucking on. It doesn't matter. The problem is we're so politically correct. So I've decided, I've come up with a way to fix this. And what it is I want to make it mandatory that everyone, once they graduate high school, they have to work at Denny's for 2 years. You have to be a waiter or a waitress at Denny's for 2 years once you graduate high school. And trust me, by that end of that 2 years, you won't be sensitive to anybody. If there's ever you learn about how what people are like, wait tables. You're going to learn people, fuck people. You're going to be less sensitive. I'll be doing jokes about Asians driving, black people not tipping. Everyone in the crowd would be laughing because they know it's not true. Ian Edwards has a whole great joke about black people not tipping. It's about how white people didn't tip during slavery. So it's just payback. I gotcha. Just know I'm not going to wait on you, though. That's totally fine. It sucks. I don't know where that little bit went. I just kind of went off on the thing. Man, we're halfway through this fun show. That was one giant rant right there. That was a fucking 20-minute rant about the Middle East. I hope I solved none of your problems. Do you follow the UFC, Aaron? You don't follow it at all? Is it too barbaric? Not your sport? Is it just you got your sports, you're happy with your sports? It is what it is. That's kind of what it is. I got that. Bill Burr always used to say why people don't like hockey, because you only can follow so many sports. And I totally agree with that. My sports go basketball, UFC, NFL, and then baseball's kind of in there a little after that. Like, I won't spend time learning every player on the Dodgers team. I couldn't tell you everybody on the team. I'll watch a lot of the games, but I'm not going to tell you. You know, hockey, I don't even try. They're all Russians. If I can't spell your last name, I'm not going to try to say it. But MMA is big. I've watched the first UFC until I love it. I love watching the UFC, and it's in a really amazing place. I like Bellator fights, too. I was watching those on Friday. Bellator fights are great fucking fights. I really enjoy them. But Ronda Rousey fought here at the Staples Center. She wasn't supposed to be the main fight. She was a co-main event. The main fight was supposed to be between I can't remember his name. Anyways, it was he's the kid out of Jersey. He's a really great fighter, middleweight UFC fighter. He's really great. I'm not gonna look up his name. But anyways, he got hurt. He was supposed to fight Vitor Belfort. Fell out. So Ronda Rousey became the headlining fight. And the co-headlining fight was Holly Holmes. And so this is the first time ever a UFC fight has been co-headlined by two females on a pay-per-view, which is huge. And Ronda Rousey beat Kat Zingano in 14 seconds. I'm sure you've seen this. People are going insane right now. Jay Moore, who, have you ever listened to Jay Moore's radio show? His sports show is fantastic. I got to be honest with you, it's the best sports show I've out there, and I listen to tons of sports. PMS is pretty good on Fox 570 in L.A. Dan Patrick is really good. But Jay Moore's show is just fire. It's just fire. It's like I've never seen anyone take over for a champ. They always say in life, you never want to replace the guy. You want to replace the guy who replaced the guy. Well, Jay Moore replaced on Fox Sports Jim Rome. And he went in there and he hit this, and he is murdering it. It's a great show. But he said that he thinks Ronda Rousey is the greatest athlete on the planet. And I'm like, that's crazy talk. That is crazy talk. And he's great. I mean, there's a guy out there named LeBron James who is a gazelle in a fucking bull's body. Humans aren't meant to move like that. But she's so good. Ronda Rousey is so good. I mean, it is like the old Mike Tyson. It is the closest thing we have to Mike Tyson. She is, you see people walking in that octagon already afraid of her. And the problem is that female MMA is so brand new. I mean, it's been around for a while, but the actual thought that you could make a good living doing MMA as a woman is a brand new concept. And I've always loved female MMA. I was watching her when she was back in Strikeforce. Women bring it, dude. Chicks fight. You know why? Because chicks have no fear. Because chicks aren't used to getting punched in the face. You ever been punched in the face? Yeah, I'll get into that. I got this whole thing about fighting I want to get into. But when you have no fear of getting punched in the face, you don't fear getting punched in the face. And that's why you see a little chick take on a big chick. But nobody takes on black chicks, though. Nobody. Even dudes don't fight black chicks. They don't give a fuck. Those chicks. But anyways, Ronda Rousey, she blows through this girl in 14 seconds. And now everybody's like, is she the greatest to ever do it? Is she, you know, is she too good for a sport? I think she might be at this point. She might be too good for just women's MMA. But there's, like, everyone's like, she might have to start fighting men. And Dana White's like, oh, she might have to fight men. We have this girl. They listed two girls. Nobody's interested in that. But the fight everybody wants to see her fight is Cyborg. Cyborg Santos. Santos Cyborg. This chick who got busted for steroids, you know, at one point. And that's wrong. But, you know, I mean, this woman goes through people. Now, everyone's like, well, Ronda's like, oh, I'll fight her at 135. But what no one knows is that Ronda used to fight at 145. She can fight at 145. She's very successful. Her early fights were all at 145. So why aren't you fighting? Why won't you go up? And Dana White's like, nope, we won't do a fight at 145. We won't do a fight at 140. That's what we call kids dodging. That's what Mayweather did with Pacquiao for 5 years. Because there's a lot of people who think Pacquiao is the fighter that could beat Mayweather because he throws punches in bunches and he doesn't get tired. And that's kind of what Mayweather makes you do. He just plays defense and you get tired of throwing punches and then he starts teeing off on you. But that's not Pacquiao. Pacquiao's like a little chihuahua. He just keeps going. And he just throws punches and punches and punches. But Ronda Rousey, like she's saying she can fight Cain Velasquez. She's like, I mean, people are like, she beat up Floyd Mayweather. How about Cyborg? Cyborg is right there. That should be the fight. And you don't have to fight for the title. She can keep her fucking title. Let her keep her title at 135. Why not have her fight at 140? Do a catch weight. She needs a fighter. That's the only way you can see her as the greatest. You know, the greats of all time never dodged anybody. And this looks like dodging to me. And you know, for the longest time, I thought Cyborg would walk through Ronda Rousey. But lately, Ronda's striking is so good. I think it's an even fight. They should do the fight. The problem is that Ronda Rousey is such a cash cow for the UFC that they don't want to ruin that cash cow. They don't want to ruin the... She gets so much press. Everything. She farts in the wind. People do a blog about it. Would you bang Ronda Rousey? Yeah, you would. Is she sexy to you? People are like, she's so hot. I'm like, she's hot for a fighter. I mean, dude, would you see that blonde ring girl standing behind her? Like, that girl, symmetrically, is goddamn gorgeous. Like, her face is perfectly proportioned. The angles are perfect. Ronda Rousey's hot for a fighter. It's like my buddy Brett Ernst is really good-looking guy. He's good-looking for a comic. I know he used to be a model, but... And I'm not... This is all love for Brett. I mean, but everyone's like, he's a model for a comic. I mean, you see genetic freaks walking around here. Some of these guys are just, you're like, are we in the same species, me and you? I'd be on stage looking at guys going, you're really good looking. No homo, full homo. Full homo, bro. No, I'm not gay. But I'd fuck that dude in the ass. No, I wouldn't. Dude, you're so pretty, I'll fuck you in your ass. If the guy's really... Like, if you fucked Brad Pitt in the ass, that doesn't make you gay. Does it? It's just like, the guy's so good looking. What are you going to do? The guy's got a pretty mouth. Right? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? But my point is, I know about fighting. I know about fighting. I just fought in Ellis Mania. Last week, I kind of talked about it on Punch Drunk, but I never got into it. Yeah, man. I've been taking martial arts my whole life, dog. I've been boxing my whole life. I don't like to get hit. Actually, I don't like the anticipation of getting hit. That's worse than anything. Dude, I've been punched in my face so many times. You do not understand. Whether it's through comedy or just straight being a knucklehead, being a kid, this face has been punched a lot, and it never hurts. I swear to God, it's the weirdest shit in the world. Man, I remember one time this dude beat the fuck out of me, dude. It was he was my cross street neighbor. He's this little Mexican dude, and I was drunk. And I ran around the corner yelling, screaming. He came, he tackled me, and he just started, boom! And I remember him hitting me in the face. I just hurt myself hitting myself, by the way. I remember him hit me in the face going, hey, I don't feel anything. It felt like when you thump a melon at the store to see if it's ripe. By the way, what is the rule on that? When you thump a melon? Is there a rule on that? Like, what is the sound I'm looking for? Thump, thump. Thump, thump. Thump, 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 thump. Well, that's what it sounded like. Thump, thump, thump. Didn't break my nose. I couldn't fucking believe it. This nose is fucking meant to get broken. Look at this thing. It's so big. It looks like a wind sail on my face. I used to have a joke about, I went home one time. My Aunt Ginny was like, so when'd you get your nose job? I'm like, what? It's like, when'd you get your nose worked out? I'm like, who would get a nose job and get this? Give me the fucking... I used to have a funny joke about it, I can't remember. But man, I had this fucking... Who wants this fucking Ari Shaffir nose? I'm like, hey, Doc, chicks like dolphins. Why don't you put a fin on my face? Oh, yeah. The joke was, oh, yeah. I said, hey, Doc, give me that sweet Adrian Brody nose the ladies all love. That giant honker. Who wants this? Who would pay good money for this? You'd have to go on Groupon to get this deal. You and 8 of your friends have to agree to get the same nose. That's the only way you get this thing. If you go, you bought this nose in bulk. You went to the binge, the 99 cent binge at Costco on nose jobs. They said, all we got is Adrian Brody left. If you want it, we're selling like 30 for a pack. By the way, is Dollar Shave Club make you nervous? Who needs that many razors? So, I like to fight guys who don't like to get hit. Do you ever fight? You ever been in a fight? You've never been in a fight? That's crazy to me. Nobody's ever squared up with you? I've had anticipation of fights. But I've learned, man, if, dude, you just see some dudes who just can take a punch and don't give a fuck. Those are the scary dudes. Those are the guys who make me nervous, man. I grew up in this white trash town called Cortland, New York, and I didn't realize it was white trash till I left. And I realized all I wore were flannels and I had a mullet. You look at, and about I had the Armo mullet, which was it looked like a raccoon's tail behind my head. Cause it was like, it wasn't the straight cool mullet. Did you get with white trash people when it's straight? I had the fur, like the giant, like afro mullet. And it was, and I remember going, man, I saw when I was young, Bobby Gambetta, the kid from my high school, this Italian kid who's now a teacher at Cortland High. He had a mullet. And I was like, dude, I need that. The ladies are going to love when I fucking mullet up. Mullet up, bro. Mullet up. So I grew it. Dude, it was so bad. I used to break dance with a mullet. It's so weird. I used to, country ghetto. We were country ghetto. We had cow crossings, but we were just all listening to NWA. Break dancing. My street name was Wacky Fruit Bubblegum. Have I talked about this before? That was my street name. I picked my own street name. Usually somebody in your quote-unquote hood gives you your street name. Like someone gave Kendrick Lamar Titty Boy. I talked about that before. Like, you know, it's like somebody, he was sucking on his mama's titty and someone gave him shit for it. Oh, look at little Titty Boy. And I was like, hey, I like Wacky Fruit Bubblegum. That's my street name. It's too long. Your street name is like one syllable. Or two syllables, Fat Boy, Big Mama. Like simple, that's three, but still simple. Wacky Fruit Bubblegum, it's too fucking long. By the time, if that was a real street name, by the time you said, somebody would shoot you. Yo, man, what's your name? What's your hood? My name's Wacky Fu. By the way, how bad was that gunfire right there? I sound like a girl. Pow, 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 pow. When girls do fake gunshots. Yeah, but man, growing up, there's a couple people I knew who were just born fighters. There was this kid named Dan Garrett. He's the nice guy you ever met. He was like, he was half black, half white before that became like common. Like his mother was really pushing boundaries back then. She's like, I'm a big black guy, so I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. And she put up three of the best looking, nicest people I've ever seen in my life. Dan Garrett, his sister Amy Garrett. I forget what his brother's name was, but they were three of the nicest people ever. Amy Garrett, gorgeous, like a young Ray Dong Chong. You remember Ray Dong Chong, or are you too old, too young for that? Back in the day, it's like, where'd Ray Dong Chong go? With a name like that, you can't just disappear. Man, school must have been rough when your name is Ray Dong Chong. Ray Dong, why Dong? Why in the middle name did you just throw a Dong in there? Like, why do people do that? Someone told me that basically they knew a guy who's very powerful and humble. Hollywood, his name is like Dick Suckett. They named him Richard Suckett. And then they, like, why would you do that to your fucking kid? Why would you name your kid Dick Suckett? Do you want him to be sucking everybody's dick in high school? That's what you're fucking basically doing. Dick Suckett. But Ray Dong Chong, she looked like Ray Dong Chong. Dan Garrett, nicest kid in the world. Used to date, he eventually married her. Was the prettiest girl in high school, was Trisha Brown. They dated since they were in seventh grade. But they went through their times where, like, they were kind of young. They wanted to date around, but they wanted to stay together. And she fooled around with a couple guys. And Dan Garrett went on a fucking murdering spree. This guy was beating. This is how badass Dan Garrett was. In eighth grade, Dan Garrett beat the shit of an offensive lineman on the senior high school football team. In eighth grade. And I watched him do it. I'm like, this fucking guy is lighting this dude up. And you could just see the punches. Boom, boom, boom. The giant ham hocks just knocking this guy out. I don't think the football team won another game that the rest of that year. Because that dude was just beating the fuck out of people. And I was taking karate my whole life. But one day, just all the girls in our school were fighting with each other. They were just idiots. They were all fighting with each other. And Trisha was going to go beat up her cousin, Chastity. And I stopped in the middle. I stepped in the middle of it. Trisha punched me in the face. And by the way, I've been punched by way more chicks than I've been by guys. Every girl I've ever dated has swung on me at one point. That's why I was telling Rogan the other day, I can't date like Ronda Rousey because I can't date a chick who knows combinations and can connect with me because I'm going to get the shit kicked out of me. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, baby, what'd you just, and then I have kidney failure. But every girl I've ever, dude, girls in my high school would just start swinging on me constantly. So one day that's a huge just, there was this place called Drek Subs in Cortland, New York. It was like the best sub place. And there was just this battle royal of just everybody fighting everybody. There wasn't even sides. You just grab somebody and you punch them. And I see Trisha punching Chastity. Everybody else, girls are jumping in trying to stop that. Girls pull hair or pop titties. That's the rule. I mean, they're going to ruin your hair or pop your titties out. That's the golden rule. Guys try to make you cry or shit your pants. Dan Garrett grabs me, man, and just cocks his gun back, his arm back. And I was like, this guy is going to put my fucking head off my fucking shoulders. And he just looked at me and he just goes, and threw me up. Because I was a funny guy in high school. And that's the only reason I was funny, is so I didn't get my ass beat by everybody. That's it. I used to fight all the time, and then I realized I don't like getting hit. But Dan Garrett, My buddy's like, my buddy Tom Murphy at the time was like, he's like, I was looking forward to using your karate on him. I'm like, come on, dude. You and I both know that shit ain't going to happen to a fucking 6'3" black guy. What am I going to do? So Dan was badass. But the baddest dude I've ever met in my life was this cat named Pat Murray. And Pat Murray is either dead in jail or a born-again Christian. Those are three options at this point. Because this dude, he came from the wrong side of the tracks. I'm saying very nicely. The dude came out of the fucking womb. Couple strikes against him. I hope to God he's doing well. Because he was, everybody comes this earth into this world pure. And just like, some people just born without a chance. And Pat Murray came from the wrong side. Him and his brother, the Murray brothers, were both badass dudes. And Pat Murray would get in a fight every day. I saw him. This dude was fighting. And he had this face of who he looked like Raging Bull. But like in like eighth grade. Like his face had been through some wars. And I remember seeing, we were playing basketball and like somebody fouls Pat and he calls a foul and they just start throwing blows. And this dude is fighting Pat. And this dude is just connecting. Bam, 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 bam. Pat Murray's face is completely bloodied. It looks like Freddy Krueger at this moment. Pat goes, stop. I'm like, oh, he's giving up. He walks over, takes his shirt off, and just goes, okay, let's go. And starts fighting again. Dude, the scariest shit I've ever seen in my life. So this dude, we're on the Moose Lodge football team. It's about fourth or fifth grade. He's already kicking everybody's ass then. I say, it's fifth grade. No. Because we couldn't do high school yet. So it had to be like sixth grade. I'm on his team. He does a kickoff. He grabs the ball. He goes through the line. He busts through the fucking line. He's wide open. One more dude behind him. I try to clip this guy so he can't tackle him. I get called for an illegal block. They call back Pat Murray's kickoff. The whole time he goes back to the huddle. He goes, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you in the fucking bus. I rode home with my parents that day. I never played football again because Pat Murray wanted to beat the shit out of me. Dude, just some badass dudes, man. But I've been punched in the face a lot of times, man. And nobody gave me a chance at Ellis Mania. Nobody gave me a chance. And I'm taking on 5-foot guy. And I was talking to Rogan. I'm like, yeah, they're a bunch of midgets. They're like 5'8". And he goes, I'm 5'8". I'm like, oh, God. Again, excuse me why I fucking shoehorn this fucking foot out of my mouth, if you don't mind. So I get up there. I'm really out of shape. And I'm taking on this dude who's like Mr. T. And like, dude, I'm a fighter, but I also don't like... I just hate hurting people, dude. I'm just not that guy. But don't get me wrong. I'll fucking hurt somebody. So I'm taking this guy, and he's just this little dude, and he swings, and I duck, and I just, boom, and I just clock him. And you ever play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out? You ever see when Glass Joe gets hurt? He makes that face. I see this guy make this face, and his hands go down. I pop him again, and the whole place starts to explode. And Jason Ellis is like, Triple E can fight. And I'm like, yeah, I can. So he clocks me once. I don't feel it. I'm like, fuck it. I just start wailing on this guy. Boom, 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 boom. I start feeling bad for him. So I lean up and I just start put my weight on him so he can't move. And I just start doing light body blows. Triple E's, and Ellis is like, Triple E, stop taking it easy on him. Stop feeling bad for him. I'm like, fuck. Okay. So I beat the shit out of this dude. And I win the round. Place goes crazy. I'm literally dying. I fought 1 minute. I might as well have ran 3 hours. I was just like, bunch of people fight, bunch of people fight. I have to fight the second to last round. I'm fighting the returning champion. He's out of shape too. And I my body starts to lock up on me. And he punched me a bunch of times. I don't feel shit. So I'm clocking him. I'm banging him. At the end, I'm like, dude, give it to him. He's like, Triple, are you quitting? Nobody fucking quits in Ellis Mania. I'm like, by the way, how many accents have I done for Jason Ellis in this thing? He's like, you're fucking quitting. I'm like, no, I'm not quitting. He's like, another round. I'm like, oh, God. Me and this dude had to go a second round. No breaks, no nothing. So I walk up to him. I start just, and I'm just like, all I'm trying to say to him is like, hit me with a body blow. I'll throw the fucking fight. He won't hit me. He's trying to knock my head off. Just him. I'm like, hit me with a body blow so I can go down. Nothing. Boom, boom. I make it through the round. The ref says I can't go on. My legs lock up on me. I can't even walk. I couldn't even walk down the stairs. My body was so out of fucking shape. But I got to do it, man. And now I'm going to get back into Thai boxing. And I feel the need to... I want to do Ellis Mania again. I want to do Ellis Mania. I felt really good about it. Okay, so we're getting to the end here. Was that a funny story? I can't fucking tell. And guys, if you like the show, let me know. If you hate it, let me know too. Let me know why you hate it. Is it just annoying? If you do enjoy, I mean, the feedback has been great. I'm trying to figure out how to get a bigger listenership, but I'm happy with the people who listen to this. So the big thing now is they've narrowed down the 100 people that they're going to send to Mars. And from that, they're going to narrow it down to probably 5 people. And it's like, they're probably going to send the best of the best in the space. And it's a suicide mission. You know that, right? Eventually, they're going to run out of food. There's going to be nothing to eat. So why are we sending the best of the best out there? Why don't we send the worst of the worst and just make the space shuttle like a fucking cash register at McDonald's with little pictures on them where they can just hit buttons when they got to do shit? Why are we ruining the gene pool by sending our best out? Keep them here. Send the idiots into space. So I have a list of people that we're going to finish up here that I want to send into space. Here are my top, 10 people I want to send into space. And tell me what you think about it. First people I want to send into space. Bruce and Kris Jenner. I don't have any clue what's going on with Bruce Jenner. And I, listen, if you want to be a crossdresser or a transsexual or transvestite, I don't know the difference between a transsexual and transvestite. That's why I use the word tranny, because one, it's just less syllables. And I just don't know the difference. So I just call, I know they're different, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But it's just like, what happened? He must have just seen his daughters slurping on all those black dicks. And he's like, those black dicks look yummy. I gotta give me some of those black dicks. I can't take it. You guys get all the black dicks? I don't get none of these black dicks. Give me a couple of them. I couldn't think of a better thing to happen to Kris Jenner, by the way. I couldn't think. Why is more funnier than your husband wanting to be your girlfriend and compete with you for all those delicious black dicks? This woman has sold out everybody in her family for money. And you know what? Supposedly now they're re-upping with the E! Channel for $90 million. At the end of the day, you got to be like, that's pretty amazing. And the show has been on for how long? 10 years. Over 10 years. What other TV show has been on for 10 years? Not a lot, man. The Simpsons. Like, you got SportsCenter, stuff like that. But a show revolving around people like that, to keep people that interested in that storyline is incredible. So I respect her, but she is evil. And now they were leaking out that there might be naked pictures with Kris Jenner out there. Nobody cares. The only people who want to fuck Kris Jenner are black janitors. Just people, black garbage men who want to put out the... Who will put out the garbage? I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Is anyone dying to bang Kris Jenner? I got in trouble once on stage because I said black guys like to fuck garbage. And fucking bunch of people got mad at me. I guess maybe I shouldn't say that loud. Donald Trump. I'd like to send him into space. Him and that fucking hairdo. What is it about rich guys that they try to get the worst haircut they can just to fuck with everybody? They fuck with everybody. They're like, oh, look how rich I am. I have this haircut and I'm still banging nines and tens. And can we, if you're a hot, like, young 20s, early 30-year-old woman, and you're dating Donald Trump, can it be for any other woman, any other reason, excuse me, than money? Not at all, right? And I don't even care. If I had Snatch, I would be going to the highest bidder, too. I'd go to the highest bidder. I wouldn't fuck. I wouldn't fuck minimum wage. I want dudes with a game plan. But it's like he is so annoying. Everything he says is so annoying. And again, he's like these comics who use controversy to sell the... That's all he does. He's never going to run for president because he's going to have to give out his financial records. And I guarantee you he's not as rich as everybody thinks he is. That's why he has to push his TV show all the time. He's not nearly as rich as he just likes to keep his name out there. Wendy Williams, I'd like to send her in space. That chick with that television show? I hate... And there's a comic out there who's like this, and I'm not going to say his name, but I hate that there are people out there who only make a living off shit-talking people who've done stuff. And that's all Wendy Williams shows. Who watches this show? And all she does is shit on people who've made it. And then, you know, that whole thing with Jay-Z and Beyonce's sister. She's making fun of Beyonce. Like, I don't know why it's funny that chicks can attack guys. And people think it's funny when girls beat up guys. But if the guy just turned around and started beating crap, suddenly she's the victim, you know? And it's just ridiculous. Wendy Williams serves no purpose other than to troll people. Send her into fucking space. The Iggy Azalea. Her and, like, I used to hear about Iggy Azalea from my friend who was like, you have to somehow get this girl on your naughty show. And I'm like, yeah, she's in town. I'd love to do it. But, like, why is she famous? She can't rap, and she... The worst part is she talks shit to people who've actually done some shit. Like, it's annoying. Her and Swaggy P have to be the most annoying couple on the planet. They're all flash, no substance. I don't know how excited. And again, Sam Smith. The Fat Morrissey. I talked about the last time on the show. Talking about, oh, just believe in yourself and, you know, follow your voice. Y'all, you got sued for ripping off Tom Petty, man. Shut the fuck up. I'm telling you, I'm the first one calling this out. This guy, Sam Smith, is going to become annoying. I'm telling you this right now. He's going to become gay snarky, which is the new evil guys in Hollywood. Gay fucking snarky. And he's going to become annoying. It's just started. How do you accept Grammys when you got sued for stealing your entire riff in the back of your song? And then you give an acceptance speech. And then one of your speeches is the exact same speech as Adelaide. Is that her name? Whatever her name is. I sound so old. Keep moving. The Drudger family. The Druggers? Is that what they're called? The Duggers. Fucking send them and that fucking whole family in the space. They have 19, now they're on 20. Why do we need 20 of you? Why does anyone think this is cool? We have a population problem. We have a population problem. Why are we sending them in this? Why are we okay with these two people making 20 of them? It's just ridiculous. They're annoying. I hate them. Pierce Morgan, is he even important anymore? Send that douchebag into space. Do you hear what he hacked into that girl who went missing phone and kept erasing phone messages, voicemails, so that the parents would keep leaving voice messages on the phone. Like, the level of evil that fucking is ridiculous. ESPN's Rick Riley. Can we send that guy into space? That guy brought in that now I have to cry every time I watch SportsCenter. I get it. This Division III women's basketball team hasn't won in 5 years. Why do I have to cry about it? Learn to play basketball. I don't want to cry all the time. I think it's great the Clippers help every kid who doesn't know his dad on the road. That's fucking great. I don't want to cry about it. I'm sorry you don't have legs and you run a marathon. I want to fucking cry about it. I want to find out who dunked on who. I want to see who Blake Griffin dropped his nutsack on. Do you see that tweet that Blake Griffin put out? He's like, forget the dress. What color am I? That's funny as fuck. By the way, I think white people should be able to claim Blake Griffin. Right? Orange hair? Freckles. Yeah, freckles? I'm excited about it. Well, that's the only thing I didn't get to is, like, I just have this problem with hamburgers. Like, How much shit can we put on hamburgers? I'll save it to next week. Like, Carl's Jr., just stop fucking stacking unnecessary shit on your hamburgers. And that'll for next week. Look, we did an hour. I don't know how funny it was. I had a fun time, though. I love talking about it. Guys, please, rate and review. If you guys can help me out, just go drop a nice little review on iTunes. Say something nice. If you liked it on Twitter, tweet your friends about it. Because I like to rant. I have had fun doing this. And the truth is, the only way it's going to expand is between me and my listeners. And if you put out there, let people know, a fun rant show, 1 hour of power, rate and review. Check out my website, samtripoli.com. Check me out on Twitter, at samtripoli. You know, Facebook me, whatever. Be in my life. Be in my life. I'm pretty interactive. I'd love to talk to everybody. Anything you guys think. If you guys have topics you want me to rant about, that's the biggest thing. I'm going to start doing that. What do you want me to rant about? Send me a couple ideas. Next week I'll rant it again. We'll see if I bring back the International Bad Boys Hour. I don't know. Steve and I still haven't made up. We'll figure it out. But the Naughty Show, I'm just trying to set up a time for Rogan to come in. And from there, you know, we'll bring Rogan and Tara Patrick and me and Gareth will have a show. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening in. Check out my dates on samtripoli.com. And hey, man, hope to hear some feedback from you. If not, take care. This has been the Naughty Show's Twisted, all things comedy. We'll see you next week, everybody. Take care. Bye.